From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Cruising in a Cadillac will soon become a much more fuel-efficient activity. GM will offer clean diesel engines in Cadillacs and several other of its passenger cars by the end of the decade. Marketplace Sam Eaton joins us now. Sam, so far the hype around fuel economy has been all about the hybrid, like the Toyota Prius, the 100-mile-an-hour Toyota Prius. How do these clean diesel engines fit into the picture?
Well, Deborah, you're right. A lot of people in the U.S. still associate diesel cars with those loud and smoky engines. We've all seen, you know, the old Mercedes, to give one example. But there have been huge advances in the way these engines run. Starting in 2008, all of the diesels sold in the U.S. have to meet the world's toughest emission standards for the fuel. That means the engines have been redesigned to filter out all this particulate matter in the exhaust. It will also open up the possibility of selling diesel cars in the lucrative California market, where they've been banned up until now for not meeting the tougher emission standards there. Now, all this bodes well for one of the main selling points of the diesel engine. They get about 25% to 30% better fuel economy than gasoline engines. That puts them in direct competition with hybrid models. I talked to Dave Sedgwick with Automotive News, and he says the fact that GM is going to offer diesel engines in passenger cars like the Cadillac CTS and the Saturn Aura marks a huge shift.
It shows that automakers think there is a growing market for diesels, and not just that, but a growing mass market demand.
Sam, could that mean that diesels might become the new hybrids?
Well, we're probably going to see more of a mix of the two, Deborah. Diesels, which are hugely popular in Europe for their fuel economy, also come with around a $3,000 price premium like hybrids. GM, which is also working on hybrid models, says offering diesel engines in passenger cars is more of a niche strategy. But the fact that they're planning on offering it in the popular Saturn Aura hints that they really want this to take off, especially if gas prices continue to rise.
Sam, and while we're on the topic of U.S. automakers, union leaders from the United Auto Workers are scheduled to sit down with the Big Three next week in Detroit to negotiate a new contract. So what do you think we're going to see coming out of that meeting?
Well, I talked to some labor experts who are calling next week's contract negotiations the most important in the history of the Big Three automakers and of the unions, and the Big Three automakers being Ford, GM, and Chrysler, of course. Now, most agree that the future of the Big Three and the United Auto Workers really hinges on these talks. The biggest issue is how to deal with the immense health care and pension costs. And so far, it looks like the UAW is going to come to the table knowing it has to make some concessions here.
Thank you for that look ahead, Sam. That is Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.